on June 24th, we have a beautiful code of taking ownership of your spiritual mission. The number 24 represents the 24 hours of the day. So what are you doing in those 24 hours? Obviously, you're sleeping, hopefully around 8 hours a night or around whatever it is you need. But the other hours, those 16 hours that are left, add up to the number 16 that this universal date represents, because June 24th, 2020 adds up to 16. So it's very, very interesting, this code. 16 is about the acute listening to your inner voice. And your spiritual mission is definitely connected to your ability to be co-creative with Source, to not feel like you are the one who's all alone in the universe and nobody working with you, in tandem with you, in harmony with you. There's always that beautiful energy to where you come from, Source, the source of your creation. And so you want to nurture your gifts, knowing that that energy is there and that there are many beings that are there for you, your guides to begin with. So today is a day to really embrace that connection, number one, and to embrace change as it emerges in your life, because that will help to create that internal awakening as you grow and grow and grow and embrace those sudden shifts. So you want to reflect and also go out in nature today. You need to be near trees, water, whatever it is that stimulates you, flowers, right? Nature that is either rolling hills or flatlands or beaches or, you know, whatever the case may be, you are surrounded by the love of God and you want to surrender to that inspiration that you receive. And the moon squares Uranus today, which also activates your intuition. Uranus is the genius planet. It goes outside the box. It creates breakthroughs and revolutions and is very connected to electricity and excitability. So there's an intense emotional energy of surprise that you want to tune into. And on the other hand, the flip side is you want to guard against being impulsive or reactionary, because the electricity can also be jolting. So as you yearn to liberate yourself, you don't want to go overboard, right? You instead want to use your imagination. You want to immerse yourself in activities that stimulate your imagination, and preferably in a new, exciting way. So you have very strong instincts today, and that means you want to listen first, feel that inner serenity first, and not rush into things, and then move forward. So energy usually moves very quickly with Uranus in play. Then on Thursday the 25th, we have the code of lighting up your mind with tremendous focus and concentration and spirituality, number 25, merged with the number 17. 17 is the immortality number, and it gives you the infinite strength to implement those spiritual discoveries. So the empowerment arises through your spiritual awakening, which optimally happens every moment. Optimally, you are in tune with Source at all times, breathing in, breathing out. And that creates a sense of flow that is just blissful. So your immortal soul feels immortal when you are eternally feeling that connection to the divine. And that creates a divine experience on earth. So you want to take the lead in how you respond to everything and everyone. And the way to do that is to recognize who you are. You are an immortal soul. You can trust in the divine wisdom that's living in your heart. And today is a day to really embrace that. Okay? It's a day to embrace that because you can also then tune into what it is you're here to do to create that energy exchange of financial flow, of abundance, of leadership, of courage, of commitment. And so the implementation of your divine vision is the key to that success, to that recognition of your gifts. Now, as it happens, Venus stations direct on this beautiful day. So it had its 40 days of retrograde, 40 days, big number, We are in a four universal year, remember. So 40 is very, very powerful. So it had 40 days of retrograde motion in Gemini. And today, the 25th of June, it stations direct at 5 degrees Gemini. Hooray! So why is this so interesting? Well, we're in the middle of a Mercury retrograde, and Mercury is the natural ruler of Gemini. So Venus stationing direct in Mercury's own sign at 5 degrees Gemini indicates also a shift in the Mercury retrograde, in that we are now focusing on what the number 5 represents, which is freedom. And Venus direct allows us to take all the discoveries we made about love, abundance, our values, and put them into action, because they will liberate us. That's what 5 means, 5 degrees. So the discoveries you've made in terms of your romantic life or your financial flow or the values that you place on relationships, on things, on beliefs, pleasure, all of those are beginning to move forward again. And that means that they are enhanced, that you can feel free to move forward, for example, in your relationships, in your ideas about how to create more financial flow and put those into action now, right? So Venus will leave its retrograde shadow on July 29th. And so that means it will come all the way through to the beginning of where it stationed retrograde on May 13th and past that point in Gemini and move forward beyond it. So we still have a little bit to go in terms of the full Venus retrograde experience, but the retrograde itself, that part of it, is absolutely over now. And then we move into Friday the 26th. This is also beautiful because Friday is the Venus day, and 26 gives you the courage to move forward. And then the whole date adds up to 18, which means you can let go of those things that you've discovered during the Venus retrograde, release them, cleanse them, and heal. And for that, you need some rest. So today is a day of taking leadership, but also at the same time, having time to reflect and rest and heal. We need to integrate what we've discovered. So it's a day of being the visionary and the day of having perspective. And so again, the idea of loving authority is very, very important when the numbers 8 and 9 come together. Because, you know, love is in the air. 18 reduces to 9. And that is not just romantic love. It is just true compassion. Now, the moon is trine Uranus, and that means you feel very inclined towards change, towards making new plans, acting on your instinct. You're very open to unusual experiences. So open up your mind, allow that inner genius to feel comfortable in you, because you have an ingenious side to you that wants to express itself today. On Saturday, the 27th of June, we have a beautiful code of the Prince of Heaven number 19, the Sun, the Light, merged with 27, which I call the Gandhi number, because it exemplifies leadership through wisdom, love, and compassion. So 27 reduces to 9, 19 reduces to 10 and 1. This is, again, the final day of the month where we have the 9 and 1 energy of major shifts in play. And in this case, it spurs your inner confidence and allows you to see the light and therefore make some tremendous progress in your actualization process, in your manifestation. So you're letting go, you're surrendering, letting God, receiving, moving forward with your new plans. So allow the originality and compassion of this day to fuel your heart. Just release, cry, forgive. Anything that's outdated, you want to just willingly let go of, and then be completely open to process those new approaches in your life. Basically, what you're doing is you are releasing bygones in order to be completely invigorated from within about your divine mission. And your divine mission is very much part of the shift on Earth right now. What you're here to do on Earth is playing a big role on shifting Earth. So you really want to step up in a bigger way into that divine mission. And this code in this whole month, this 10-1 month of new beginnings and manifestation, is the invitation to step into that place. Now, abundance flows the more you implement your original ideas. And since this is a day of new beginnings in love as well, you want to be very compassionate as well, very loving, very kind. The moon is trine to Jupiter and Pluto. Now, Jupiter and Pluto are coming together on the final day of June. And that's the second meeting of these two wonderful planets. And this conjunction of Jupiter and Pluto is the conjunction of wealth. Now, today, the moon forms a trine to that conjunction, which is still applying, meaning it's coming together. And it means it's a fantastic day for generating financial flow. It's a fantastic day for happiness and kindness to blend to create an effortless sense of bliss in your life. And that means gifts and advantages show up for you. You feel recognized at soul level. You feel tremendous wisdom and love and harmony to help you create happiness. And it's just a great day to negotiate, to have emotional connections, to feel the confidence inside of you to assert yourself when need be, and to just lead from a place of passion and love. Now, on Sunday the 28th, we have a code of new beginnings, 28101, which matches June's 101 universal month, and also the number 20. And this is the final day of the month where the 20 is activated. So, new beginnings that manifest peace, fresh new ways of being present that are accomplished through listening, intense listening. So innovation and courage are blending to create tremendous inspiration within you today. And that means your intuition is on a high as you have the energy and courage to attempt a brand new approach, go a brand new direction, allow whatever decision you've made recently to really flow and accept it, right? Because sometimes we make a decision, we follow through, we receive feedback, we still adjust, we integrate, we assimilate. And then as the digestive process happens, we realize, we have surrendered and we just allow the change to take place. And this is one of those days this can really happen. Now, Mars sextiles Saturn today, and that gives you the strong urge of energy, or I should say surge of energy, really, to activate the responsibilities and duties that you have taken on. And so it's important. Saturn always reminds us of that of which we decided we in this lifetime will be responsible for. And of course, first and foremost are the decisions that we make on our own behalf, right? So that's number one. But you also have been given the gift of strong willpower, strong concentration power, perseverance to move through the day in a very, very strong way, a serious way where you take it seriously. And that means that success comes through unusual effort, and you're putting in the unusual effort now. And you can also hold distractions at bay because you're able to complete goals with discipline, with dedication. And this is, it's just a beautiful day of patience mixed with passion. So those are the two keywords. And then on Monday, the 29th of June, we have the number 21-3 for our universal date, and the number 29-11, the portal of the 11 portal, open up into joy and truth of the 21. So this is a day we experience tremendous love. You are approaching every interaction with that sense of sweetness and also with that sense of intuition, because there's going to be situations that come up with this kind of code that are surprising and that require you to really, really tune in to your intuition to guide you as to how to navigate whatever the situation is. So what you want to guard against on a day like today is going into the drama, the emotional vortex that we can be sucked into if we identify with a person's journey, another person's journey, or even our own drama, right? We need to really find a way to laugh our way out of it. That's one of the big remedies when there's a three in play. 21 reduces to three. So it's a very important day to find that fun and joy and bypass the morass of emotional vortex energy that can sometimes happen. So If there is a sense of division because of the 29-11, you also want to breathe, 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 and be present, and always communicate with a very high positive energy, okay? Because those positive intentions you have are things you can turn to at any moment in time. They will fill your heart with joy because you have something that is proactive, that is exciting, that you yourself feel congruent with and value very much in your heart to begin with, so you can move forward much more easily and break away from any division you feel or drama that is around you. So then what happens today is the moon has now moved from the trine from a couple days ago to a square with Jupiter and Pluto. And so that means that your emotions can expand today. You definitely need to consciously focus on positive outcomes, just like the numerology code is asking of you. And know that when you are very open with your joy, with being kind and being generous, you are able to feel the gifts of the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction, which is totally in play now and is exact tomorrow on June 30th. So it's just a matter of taking responsibility for every facet of your life, every part of your well-being, by stepping up and taking the control of those areas, right? And owning what it is that is happening in your life. It is never external. It is always something that you chose to be at a certain point at a certain time, and you want to own how you experience it and not react to why is this happening to me, but be in a place where, okay, what can I do with the situation I'm in, and do it for my highest good and therefore the highest good of those around me. So you're really empowered today as you engage passionately with your heart and with your projects. And then we come to the final day of June, and this is a very special day. There is a lot going on today. First of all, in the code, we have the number 30, which is 3 and 0, 0 being divine protection, 3 being creation, and 30 being creation through joy. So bringing a smile, uplifting people through joy, through expressions, through the arts, through creativity. And this whole beautiful day, 6/30/2020, adds up to 13, 13 being the divine feminine and also being connected to the creative process, right? So we have this gorgeous code, this call to be open, to be receptive, to trust that we are all creators. It's not just the artist out there, but every one of us has this awakening to create, to use our creative gifts in whichever way they are being called to be used. And today we want to organize those. We want to create some kind of concrete plan or have the discipline to put them into action, right? Into some real practical way. So you want to allow the divine to speak through you. You want to allow your focused imagination to feel like it is boundless, to feel like it is totally attuned to joy. And then to help that process happen, we have three important moments in the heavens. The first of which is, of course, that Jupiter-Pluto conjunction, the second of three times they meet this year, adding a spice of fortune, of joy, of well-being, of bliss, of luck. It is so positive, so expansive, so empowering, so encouraging to see this conjunction at this time. And so it helps to experience new things, to heal your mind, body, and spirit, to just go to a place where you're just restoring your life with harmony, with joy, with wealth, with well-being, and being generous and compassionate and open. And it's just really, really beautiful. And so Mercury sextile Uranus is also happening today, and that helps your lower mind Mercury and higher mind Uranus to be in total harmony with themselves. So to be very focused, to have tremendous observation powers, to have a great perception of your life being broadened and to be very inspired too by ideas that are revolutionary and out of the box. So that means your field of interest may expand. You may start to including other unusual themes as well as you crave more independence. And finally, we have the Sun conjunct Mercury, and Mercury's currently in retrograde. So that means that your thoughts are practical, they're focused. You know, remember, Mercury retrograde is happening in Cancer, and that's the sign of the home and family and your past and your DNA and your genetic history, your past lives, your memories. And so the Sun conjunct Mercury retrograde in Cancer puts your thoughts on your home and family, where you live, beautifying it, making it more warm, more user-friendly in a sense for the family or for you and your loved ones, or for you and your work of nurturing others, right? Because Cancer is about nurturing others. It is the mother sign. It is the divine feminine, the moon sign. So we have this wonderful connection of your message moving into the context of mothering, of being the divine mother, the divine parent, and allowing for the organization of your thoughts as well to reflect your ability to lead with love. So this transit is wonderful for any kind of business transactions, as long as you don't sign on the dotted line until the Mercury retrograde ends on July 12th, so from July 13th, 14th onwards. But it is great to negotiate now, and you know, just remember there may be a delay in the results. So yeah, it's a fantastic way to end the month with Jupiter conjunct Pluto, especially on the 30th. I love it. It's beautiful. It's been an incredible month. And I wish you all the best as we move through the first half of the year. We are now about to enter the second half. And how amazing that it begins in July with an 11 universal month number. How incredible, right? So we'll move into that energy in our next Premium Wealth Forecast. I really look forward to that. And in the meantime, wish you a happy Father's Day and whatever other wonderful celebrations we have in June. Enjoy those. Enjoy the beginning of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, beginning of winter in the Southern Hemisphere, the solstice. It's an incredible new beginnings month, manifestation month. And I just send you so much joy and love and peace. Lots of love. And I'll see you in the July Premium Wealth Forecast.